An old projector makes up the logo, Real One Entertainment. Real One Entertainment presents a Champlain Media production. The seaport city of Seattle on a nice summer day. In the busy kitchen of the prestigious restaurant Café d'Or, a sous chef prepares a dish.
If the eggs are cold, run them under hot water first.
She places all the ingredients with care to create a beautiful presentation. Love obsessed.
Service!
Title, Love Served Here. Written by Thomas Ambrosini. Directed by Paula L. The sous chef smiles proudly. Later, two friends walk down the street.
What's wrong with the place downtown? They got peanuts.
Yeah, and like three health violations.
Three's not bad. I mean, it's not good. What? Why are you doing the face?
Come on, man. You promised to be my wingman today, and you didn't even dress the part.
Hey, this is a clean shirt. And I don't know we're going to Café d'Or, Manny.
What's wrong with Café d'Or?
For starters, there's a stupid accent over the E.
Joe, please. For once, can you not act like a grumpy old man? I just want to have a few drinks with my buddy, and maybe lock eyes with some European princess who wants to escape her security detail and get a tour of the city.
Isn't that the plot of Roman Holiday?
So I'm a hopeless romantic. But can we please have a nice time without you being all...
Joe. All right. Yeah, sorry. We'll have a nice time. Promise.
Thank you.
Joe slaps Manny on the back, pushes him towards the restaurant, and walks behind him. In the kitchen, the sous chef chops herbs. She watches a man with a beret talking to staff members.
Sure, how are you today? Yes, very nice. Oh, those look very good, yes. Oh, okay, that's good job. I like this. Mushrooms are in. Oh, this one is nice, my favorite. Yeah.
I'm Jacques. I'm so cool and effortlessly French.
Bonjour, Emma. How goes the chef?
Great, never better. What are you doing here, Jacques? Trying to steal my souffle recipe? Parce que votre soufflé ressemble à une frette?
No, if you're going to speak French, speak it correctly. Parce que votre soufflé ressemble.
Parce que votre soufflé ressemble.
No, ressemble.
Ressemble.
Ugh, c'est incroyable. It's like a pig with truffles in its mouth.
Seriously, Jacques, what are you doing here? It's your day off.
You didn't hear? They plan to announce who will be executive chef today.
She slows down her cutting.
May the best chef win.
Okay.
She fakes a smile. Joe and Manny are sitting at a table.
Unbelievable. They don't even put up nuts.
This was a bad idea. What are we even doing here in the middle of the day?
What, you want to go at night and miss the lunch specials?
Lunch specials? I don't think they have lunch specials here. Hey, do I look stupid? Like, am I underdressed or something?
No. Why would you say that? You're the best dressed guy here.
Oh, yeah? What about him?
A man with a suit.
All right, ignore Mr. Monopoly man over there. Hey, you're just nervous, okay? And that's understandable. Trying to get out there and date is terrifying. Trust me, I know.
You know. Joe, you haven't been on a date in like 2 years.
Okay, so I'm married to my work. So it's more like a loveless marriage. But hey, today isn't about me. So grab some beers and go out and chat to some people on the patio. And don't worry about the money. Drinks are on me today.
A beer's like 20 bucks here.
One drink on me.
Emma walks up to the pastry chef.
Hey, can we talk?
Why does Jacques always wear a hat? You think it's a Ratatouille situation?
They're making the announcement today.
You're kidding me. Are you sure it's today?
Yes, I'm sure. Why would Jacques be here on his day off?
So this is actually happening. Emma Kane, executive chef? Okay. Pageant girl advice, remember to hug second place and smile.
Okay.
But not with your eyes, because that shows weakness.
Okay.
Good. You have a speech?
Better. I have a 34-point manifesto titled Much Ado About Cooking. It's a pun. You know, much ado. Anyways, Shakespeare.
Yeah, maybe you should just say thank you. Oh, this is it.
Wish me luck.
I gotta accept a delivery, but I will meet you on the patio for drinks later.
Hey.
Gather around, everyone. I have an announcement. I didn't say smother me. Now, I'm here to tell you that the rumors are true. Our executive chef will officially be retiring at the end of the month. Yes, yes, I know we're all very sad to see him go, et cetera, et cetera, but you'll all rest easy knowing that the kitchen will be in the very competent hands of Jacques Laplace.
Him?
Well, the other applicants lacked a certain je ne sais quoi.
That means...
I know what it means.
Besides, he's French. Jacques, would you like to say a few words to the kitchen?
Merci, Madame Campbell. I'd like to first thank everyone in this kitchen. I know this is my day, but cooking is a team effort, no? And there is no one on this team I would like to thank more than Mademoiselle Kane. A round of applause, s'il vous plaît.
Emma forces a smile. Later, she is sitting on the patio with Sarah.
He reversed Pageant Girl you?
He even got the whole kitchen to clap.
Oh, he's good. He's very, very good.
Hi. Could I get a gin and tonic? Henrik's, please. And make sure you muddle the lime.
Oh,
and can I get the tonic on the side? That would be great. Thanks. And sorry. If I could just get one ice cube, please. Thank you so much.
Okay, maybe it's a good thing you didn't get the job.
How is it a good thing that I didn't get the promotion?
Seriously. Girl, you've been breaking your back over this promotion, and for what? So that you can fry up some more pretentious French food in the name of fine dining?
Okay, but French cooking is the closest thing to art on a plate. I love it.
Do you, though? You literally threw up last week when you cooked them.
Ew, ew, don't say it, please. Okay, fine. But it's not like it's all bad working here, you know?
Emma, you worked 82 hours last week. Don't you want a personal life? You could start dating again.
No, definitely not. Remember Steve? He broke up with me over text.
Okay, in Steve's defense, you did let yourself into his apartment and reorganize his whole closet.
Well, who doesn't organize their wardrobe according to Roy G. Biv? Crazy.
Manny and Joe arrive.
Uh-oh. Incoming. 5 o'clock.
Huh?
Powder not making mind.
I don't know. Stop.
How can we help you?
Hello, ladies.
Oh, sorry. I'm happily taken, but my friend here...
Oh, no. No, sorry. It's an L.
Don't mind my friend. He's got horrible stage fright, but a really firm handshake.
Oh, we already shut him down.
What? Just like that? Did you even try shaking it? Okay, fine. Message received loud and clear. Well, now we know why this place has only got one star. The food is bad and the people are worse.
You do know it's a Michelin star, right? It's printed in the menu.
Maybe we should dial it down.
Why? We're just correcting him.
Joe comes back and checks a menu.
Is it a Michelin star, though? Is it really? Okay, well, yes, it is. They are very clear about that.
You were saying about the food.
All right, so this place might have a Michelin star, but look, I'm a chef. And I gotta say, the food coming out of that kitchen... it's not looking so great.
Oh, okay. And how many stars does your restaurant have?
Well, I don't want to say five.
Well, that's literally impossible.
Four.
Also impossible.
Three.
You know what I think? I think that your restaurant has zero stars because you're probably the worst chef in the city.
Appreciate the review. You two have a good time, okay?
Thank you. Mm. Have a great day.
I will. We will. Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't start dating again.
Where is my gin and tonic?
Later, Emma and Sarah leave the restaurant.
Think about it. We get one slice of pizza and then we...
No, I can't. I have to be home by 6:22 so I can get changed for the gym by 6...
6:41 and be 4 minutes early for your 7 p.m. class. I know.
You go on ahead.
Please don't tell me you're going to do something stupid.
No, I'm just going to get that promotion.
It's the same thing.
Mrs. Campbell Patrick.
Do you really expect me to tip you before you bring over my car?
Oh, no, I'm not a valet. I work in the restaurant. Anyways, I was just wondering if I could maybe discuss a recent hiring decision with you.
HR exists for a reason, my dear. Their offices are not here.
Yes, I know. If I could just have 2 minutes of your time. Please.
90 seconds, starting now.
I know you gave Jacques the role, but I just need you to realize that I'm just as qualified as he is. Not only have I worked here longer, but I work harder. Just look at the shift schedule. I easily put in 20 hours more than him every week. I'm talented, I'm dedicated, and I'm hungry for this job, so please, won't you reconsider?
Jacques ran a small kitchen before coming here. Now, I know who you are. I've read your CV. I've seen your work. I'm telling you, you do not have the experience to lead a kitchen that size.
But if I just had the opportunity to...
A valet brings Vivian Campbell-Patrick's car. Emma notices golden dice hanging from the rearview mirror and Vivian's poker chip keychain.
And wouldn't you know it, that's 90 seconds. So, thank you, and goodbye.
What about a bet?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You don't think I can run a kitchen. But I bet you that I can turn around not just any kitchen, but the worst restaurant in the city and get it a 5-star review. If I can do that, you're gonna give me that promotion.
Well, that is a very interesting proposition. As it happens, I'm looking to trim the fat from the budget. So if you lose, you're not only getting a demotion, you're getting a pay cut too. Do we have a deal?
Deal.
Good. You have 2 weeks.
Wait. 2 weeks? 2 weeks is...
That's all a true executive chef really needs. I'll pick the place. I'll have my assistant email you the address. Bon chance!
Good talk! Thank you.
Vivian gets into her car. Emma leaves. Joe is cooking in a very messy kitchen. He mixes ingredients in a pan and tastes the dish as he goes along.
Strikes! Why you throwing balls? You can't have that.
We have the rookie from Chicago who is looking great this year. He's young but has the making of a true game changer. Here comes the pitch, and it's another ball. The starting pitcher just cannot seem to land anything in the strike zone, and this young Detroit team is just eating up these easy walks. Lining up the second pitch, and ball again.
Swing, batter, come on, swing. Can we not just get a swing on that one? That's right down the pipe, come on.
This is just fancy baseball, folks.
Who are these guys?
Clean this place up.
Hey.
Emma follows directions on her phone. She arrives in front of Joe's. The patio is filled with boxes and trash cans.
Okay, could be worse.
She goes in.
Maybe not.
She picks up a pile of mail. The first envelope reads, "Past due." The restaurant is full of boxes.
Oh no. This is like hoarder reality TV. Hello? Anyone there?
Joe disconnects the fire alarm, then sees Emma.
Oh my god, you are the worst chef in town.
Yeah, nice to see you too. What are you even doing here? You stalking me?
What? No. No, no, no.
Because it kind of seems like you're stalking me.
Oh, who would want to stalk the worst dressed guy in a bar? Hmm?
And she's back to the insults.
No, I'm not. Listen, can we start over? I really just came here to get some food.
Okay. Take a seat.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So, where's the menu?
There isn't one. Joe's every meal is tailor-made to each customer since 1982.
Then, what's this?
We're out of ingredients, and this was... going to be my lunch.
Remind me what kind of cuisine you cook.
It's whatever I feel like.
And this is what you felt like cooking today?
Hey, I'm sensing a little bit of skepticism here.
No. I mean, it looks like food.
So take a bite then.
I will.
Your fork's not moving.
Okay. Here I go.
She hesitantly takes a bite, then seems to love it.
What is this? Did you put pesto in this?
It really complements the soy sauce and anchovies, right? And the freeze-dried squid gives it that crunch.
This shouldn't taste as good. This makes no sense. Who taught you how to cook?
Name's above the door.
So you're not?
Joe Peretti Jr. This place was originally my old man's.
Emma Kane.
So, Emma Kane, still think I'm the worst chef in the city?
Later, Emma finished her plate and gets ready to leave.
So, how much do I owe you?
Forget about it. It's nice to cook for someone who actually enjoys it.
Are you sure you can afford to be giving out free meals?
Just late filing taxes this year.
Only this year?
All right, fine. Your bill comes to $62,500, payable to the great state of Washington. Thank you and come again.
Seriously, Joe, what if I could help you?
No. Not this again. Are you with that slimeball real estate developer? Because I ain't selling.
No. I'm a chef.
Get out of here. What, at the place with the star or whatever?
Yes, at the place with the star. And I'm telling you, you have real potential. Sure, you're a little rough around the edges, but I promise that I can turn you and this restaurant around in 2 weeks.
Look, I appreciate the offer, but we Paredes are a proud people. And this is a family business. It's all I got left of my dad, and it's how I support my mom.
With what money?
I've got regular customers.
Look, this is your last chance to save your family legacy, and take it or leave it, because if I go, I'm gone, you know? Okay, well, thanks for a lovely meal.
She walks out.
What did I just do? What did I just do? Oh, Emma Kane, you're so smart. You just give him an ultimatum. What could possibly go wrong? What could go wrong? You're a genius. It's the best line you've ever had.
Emma?
She slowly turns around, embarrassed.
Hey, what's up?
You really think we can turn this place around in 2 weeks?
I really do.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. So we're doing this?
We're doing this,
yes! Oh, my gosh. Okay. You won't regret it. Joe.
Peretti.
Peretti. You won't regret it, I promise. Hold it. We're going to do it. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Goodbye. Bye.
She runs off. He smiles. Later in the evening, Emma and Sarah drink wine in Emma's neat apartment.
No, trust me. My mom forced me to compete in pageants until I was 15. And this isn't Pageant Girl 101. If you want to win, you got to make sure everyone else loses.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Think about it. Bet or no bet, you got to make sure that Vivian sees no other choice but to give you that promotion. That means getting rid of the competition. You got to get inside Jacques' head and sabotage him.
You just want to see what's underneath that hat.
Well, is it dyed roots, a bald spot, a rat giving instructions? We just don't know.
Coaster.
Seriously, though. I'll try to trip up Jacques, and you focus on turning around Joe's slop shack, or whatever it's called.
I'm very glad that you're on my side. Speaking of that slop shack, what do you think?
Well, he is handsome.
Stay focused, please.
Founded in 1984, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, hold on. This place got some really good press back in the day.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reviews take a nosedive in 2017. They say it's disorganized, unclean, erratic. Oh, no. Joe happened.
The next day, Joe shops in a produce market. Manny is the cashier.
So is the girl from Cafe Door, and she's not stalking you?
I don't think so.
Dude, that is awesome. Fate has something in store for you, Joe Peretti.
So what's the deal? Is she going to be like part owner or what?
She just wants to help out, you know? Thinks I'm a diamond in the rough and that I got real potential.
Like a My Fair Lady situation?
What's with all the Audrey Hepburn references?
I don't know. I like Audrey Hepburn, man. But you know, I'm just happy for you. You know, I wish someone would walk into my life like that.
Can you believe these things? You can eat this, right?
It's a dragon fruit, Joe.
Okay, Harry Potter. So how's the dating situation?
Not great. But I download some apps.
Okay, that's good. You know, you swipe up, you swipe down, left, right, all around.
You've got no idea what you're talking about, do you?
Not a clue. I will take two of these.
All right, well, you are lucky you get a discount here.
I agree. Thank you. Yes. Good day.
See you tomorrow, Joe.
See you tomorrow.
He leaves. The front door is closed.
Sarah?
Just checking. Jacques can't fire me, can he?
No, he's hot kitchen your pastry. Why?
Because I'm about to wage some serious psychological warfare on your behalf.
Wait, warfare? What do you mean warfare?
Okay, gotta go.
No, no, Sarah, wait, what?
Emma?
Ready for your first day, Joe's?
Let's do this. Thank you.
She walks in. In the cafe door kitchen, Sarah arrives behind Jack.
All right, buddy. Let's see what you're hiding underneath that hat.
Hey, I'm working here. Je ne crois pas.
You are freaking kidding me. He's faking that accent.
Emma stands in Joe's messy kitchen.
We got everything we need. We got onions, peppers, chilies. I don't even know what this spiky thing is, but we've got it. What? Show a little excitement.
I'm not excited. Joe, you don't think we can really cook in this kitchen, do you?
Yeah? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? It's a mess. There are boxes everywhere.
It's called organization.
The pans are caked with grease.
There's
and I don't know who this guy is, but he's giving me the creeps.
Hey, that's my culinary animal.
He's a baseball player.
His name's Goose Ellington, and he changed the game forever.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Listen. Cooking is an exact science. And the kitchen is our laboratory, and it really, really needs to be clean.
Okay, fine. I'll buy a mop. Happy? Okay, we'll clean up.
Montage of Emma and Joe cleaning up the restaurant. Emma cleans up in detail and throws away old jars Joe doesn't seem to want to get rid of. She tries to pick up a ketchup bottle that's stuck to the table. They clean up the boxes. Joe takes a break and reads a comic book that Emma takes from his hands as she passes. Joe retrieves his old jar of pickles from the trash and eats them, while Emma is still cleaning thoroughly. Joe pulls the glued ketchup bottle and almost falls over. Emma finds the jar of pickles in the fridge and throws it away again, much to Joe's dismay. She gives him a Heimlich maneuver poster to put on the wall. When they are done, the restaurant looks all nice and clean.
You did such a good job.
Well, you did help when you weren't mourning the loss of your pickles. Well, I'm out.
I thought we were going to finally start cooking.
No, I have plans and I hate being late, so bye.
She leaves. Joe goes behind the bar and picks up his jar of pickles.
That's a close one, little guy.
He hugs it. Later, Emma and Sarah are having a drink at Café d'Or.
I literally cleaned for the last 9 hours, and he fought me every step of the way. It's like he's emotionally attached to his garbage.
But in his defense, you are weirdly intense about cleaning.
I watched a grown man cry when I threw out a jar of pickles, Sarah. I can't do it. There's no way I'm gonna win this bet.
What if I said you didn't have to?
Wait, you have dirt on Jacques?
Enough to bury him.
Okay.
Get this. Mr. French isn't even French at all. That accent is fake.
Wait, that's insane. Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. I tried to take his stupid hat and he went full Al Pacino on me.
That lying little snake.
Yeah, but think about it. If I can get proof that Jacques is faking his accent, Vivian is definitely not giving him that job.
We're gonna pageant girl him, aren't we?
Oh, we're gonna pageant girl him so hard. I'm so excited.
The next day, Joe enters Manny's store.
Hey, buddy. I was wondering if I could return this dragon fruit. Cut one open last night. Not as tasty as they look.
Did you at least bring me the receipt so I don't have to wait back up again?
Yeah, of course. It's, someone in here? Ah. Yep.
Really?
A woman walks in. Manny stops and stares at her. She smiles at him.
You all right, buddy?
He's still staring.
Why don't you just go over there and talk to her? Are you crazy? She's way out of my league.
So? Pretend you're Cary Grant from one of those movies you like.
No, I don't have the jawline or the charisma. She's going this way.
Look at the time. Gotta go, Manny.
Joe.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you carry any organic papaya?
He holds out his hand.
Great. I'm Celine. Nice to meet you. And you are?
Manny. Manny Magana.
So you think you can help me out? Try to make the summery salad for my aunt, and let's just say she's not easily pleased.
Well, that's because she's never had a red lady papaya.
Okay, I'm liking the sound of this.
If you follow me right this way.
He bumps into a chair. Later, at Joe's.
So, this is what I was thinking. The restaurant's been closed for a while.
Whoa, who said it was closed?
Well, it was a dump. No one worked here, and certainly no one ate here, so...
I keep telling you, I got like 6 regular customers.
Okay, sure. Anyways, what I was thinking is that we do a grand reopening. We can also arrange for a critic to be here on the day. But before we do all that, we really need to polish up your theory.
My theory? What theory? It's food.
Yes, and it's complicated. Can you even name the 5 basic flavor profiles?
Yeah, sure. You got sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and... soy sauce?
I think you mean umami.
Okay, whatever. Look, I'm not very good with theory and stuff. I didn't learn to hit a baseball by reading a book. I had to step up to the plate and take a swing. Come on, coach. Please.
Fine. We will start with the practical then. Follow me.
They go to the kitchen.
So we're going to be cooking a classic French staple, ratatouille over a tomato paprika sauce. It'll give you all the basic insights into French cooking while also requiring you to be...
more refined.
Less you. So first we're going to do a chiffonade cut. So you're going to grab your herbs and stack them on top of each other, biggest leaves on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to almost roll them so they're in one solid bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we chop.
He cuts large pieces with a patched-up butcher knife.
How's it going over there, Slugger?
Oh, doing just fine, thank you.
Okay.
Emma cuts small pieces with a chef's knife.
Now we need to prepare the tomatoes. In order to get a nice, smooth sauce, we need to first remove the skins, which means blanching the tomatoes, obviously. So we let them boil just for 1/2 minute, and then we take them out.
She puts tomatoes in a pot of water.
Now we're going to gently peel back the skin on each one.
Joe's tomato is smashed.
What happened?
Yeah, you know that part where you said to be gentle? Yeah, I didn't do that. Are you gonna use all tomatoes?
Emma tries not to get mad.
Then we add a garnish. Et voila!
His is not as well presented as hers.
I don't think mine looks right.
Right? Yeah, a starving French peasant wouldn't even eat that.
Hey, I followed your instructions.
Did you, though?
Well, maybe if you didn't lecture me while I was in school, it would've...
Well, tough, because you're here to learn, so you better bring your A game tomorrow.
She storms out. She drinks wine at home with Sarah.
Wow, you really laid it on thick with him.
I'm so over this. Can we just sabotage Jacques already?
I'm working on it.
Chocolate? Mm-hmm. Did you steal that from work?
So you got a tough student. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. The more I try to teach him, the less he wants to learn.
So just pretend to be his bro.
What do you mean?
Emma, guys are simple. They just want to know that you can chill, speak their language, get on the same level as them. If you want Joe to actually listen to you...
I have to become his bro. That's smart. Well done.
The next day, Emma waits in front of Joe's. Joe comes out.
Ready to cook?
I was thinking we could take the lessons outside the kitchen today, like a school field trip, maybe?
I already graduated.
Why do you have to be so immature? Bro.
Okay, bro. What's the field trip?
We're going to a museum.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
No. We're using the buddy system, so we're going together.
Jacket.
It's allowed. Okay, let's go.
They walk around a food museum.
Hey, I love museums as much as the next guy.
Somehow I doubt that.
Okay, but maybe I don't get the point of having a museum dedicated to food.
Mm.
You know what a museum for food is called?
Okay.
A kitchen.
Right. Well, let's do a little exercise. Take a look at this exhibit and tell me what you see.
I see blue corn and dolls. What?
You really don't get it, do you? Did you know that the indigenous people of the Americas cultivated corn over 7,000 years ago? And not just the one lame variety that we eat today, but hundreds, thousands more. They used the corn husk to make dolls for their children, and when someone got married, some nations would make a ceremonial cake out of corn. These are the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash. They would plant all three right next to each other. The tall corn stalks would be perfect for the beans to grow over, while the squash leaves would trap moisture in the soil and the beans would replenish nutrients. I mean, it was genius, truly. And that's the incredible thing about food. It's not just about what's on your plate. It's history. It's a celebration of different peoples and cultures. It's beautiful.
He gazes at her.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
What?
I don't know, I just never thought about food that way.
Oh, well, that's because you grew up learning to cook in a kitchen. For me, it started in museums and libraries. No joke, I'd run to the library after school and take out any cookbook I could find.
Get out of here. What, like Joy of Cooking?
Yes. Joy of Cooking, Better Homes New Cookbook, anything by Julia Child. I just loved looking at them. You know, the pictures and the ingredients lists. Every page had a recipe for happiness, and I just had to follow the steps. Oh, hold on just a sec.
Yeah, for sure.
Sarah, what's going on?
Operation Sabotage. I've got a voice recorder on. I'm gonna see if I can trip up a shock. You wanna listen in?
Okay, but just make it quick.
Sarah hides her phone in her apron and approaches Jacques.
Hey, Jacques, sorry about the whole hat thing the other day.
What the problem, Sarah?
You and I never chat. Like, whereabouts in France are you even from?
Paris.
What neighborhood?
Ninth arrondissement.
What street?
Rue Clausen.
What's the population of Paris?
2,165,423 people, according to the latest census. Is that your phone? You're not supposed to have your phone in the kitchen.
Abort!
Sarah. Sorry, I just had to take that.
Hey, I've got an idea. Come on.
Oh, where are we going?
I'm gonna show you where I first fell in love with cooking.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
At a lovely beach park, Joe buys Korean corn dogs from a food truck and sits next to Emma on a bench.
Dogs. So you bring me to the bay to tell me where you found your love of cooking. And it's not freshly caught seafood, it's corn dogs?
Hey, don't knock them till you try them. These aren't your average corn dogs.
Uh-huh.
They're Korean. Here, watch.
They both take a bite.
Hmm.
Okay. These are amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They use panko instead of cornmeal and add chunks of mozzarella into it.
Here, try it with the chili mayo.
Okay. Why do we even bother eating the regular one?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows.
Okay, I'll bite. What do corn dogs have to do with the Joe Peretti origin story?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Just like this. My dad and I used to go fishing in the bay, but we'd never catch anything big enough to hunt. So we'd get some food and walk around the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being maybe like 6 or 7 and just chomping down on this gear, thinking it was the best tasting thing in the world. Looking back, it was probably the experience, you know, the people. I miss that guy. He wasn't perfect, but he's a good dad.
She stares at him.
What? Do I have something on my face?
No, nothing, nothing. Let's make a toast to good food and good memories.
To good food and good memories.
Tink.
Later.
I like getting walked home. Makes me feel warm and safe. Kind of like one of those weighted blankets.
Hey, can we be real for a second? I think you're a really good guy. And I think you have the potential to be a really great chef.
Why do I feel like there's a but to me?
But you need to let me help you. That means not fighting me every step of the way. I can be the Coyote Banks to your Goose Ellington.
Wait, hold up. Was that an actual bona fide baseball reference?
Okay, full disclosure, I did spend an hour looking them up online and I still don't understand the relationship.
Coyote Banks was the relief pitcher who'd come on before Goose. He'd pitch a few innings and then Goose would get up there and work his magic.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Think of me as your Coyote Banks. Just try to learn something.
Okay, then let me officially welcome you to the team.
Okay. I will see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
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 The next day, Joe shops at Manny's store.
You don't get it, Manny. You get this certain rush when you nail the perfect recipe. Life is too complicated not to be orderly. You know who said that? Martha Stewart.
You know she's friends with Snoop Dogg? I like to think they have a relationship like ours.
You got any clarified butter? Also, am I Martha or Snoop in your head?
What's wrong with regular butter?
It's got like milk proteins in it, so it burns at a lower heat.
The woman Manny likes enters. He freezes.
You okay, man? You look kind of red.
Okay, don't look, but the girl from the other day just walked in.
What are you doing?
Why would you point out if you didn't want me to look?
Stop it.
What? Why don't you just ask her out already?
Because maybe she just wants to buy her groceries in peace without having some random dude hit on her.
A pretty good point. Oh. Sema. She's outside the restaurant. Can I pay for these later? I gotta go.
Hey, Joe.
Did he just walk out without paying?
Yeah, he does that. But how did the red lady papaya go? Did your aunt like it?
The papaya, yes. The rest of the salad, though, not so much. But she's coming over tonight to watch Philadelphia Story. So.
Oh, with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn? It's one of my favorites.
Yeah? Me too. Anyway, I've got to make a dinner for her first, and she's...
incredibly picky.
Exactly. My family's half Korean, half Chinese, so we usually end up doing some kind of fusion dish. But I was thinking of mixing it up and doing a veggie lasagna this time. Really pull out all the sauce. Think you can help me pick out some vegetables?
Yeah, I think I can help you with that. These just came in from Spain. Yeah, they're pretty fresh.
Later, Emma is waiting impatiently in front of Joe's. Joe comes running.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I got held up talking to Manny.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. It's not like being 4 minutes and 23 seconds late is a big deal. No, seriously, it's not a big deal.
Well, if you're stuck out here again, you can always use the master key.
Oh, there's a key under the dead plant, yeah.
No, not under it, in it.
In the dead plant, yeah.
Smart.
That makes sense, yeah.
Thank you.
After you.
Okay, now for the great reveal. Let's see.
She cuts some baking paper and reveals a white fish cooked with lemon.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Let's see how it tastes.
She takes a bite.
So what are we thinking? 8 out of 10? 9 out of 10?
She pulls out a large piece of herb from her mouth.
We don't have to rate it.
How did you manage to chop something that badly?
Okay, so I made one mistake. Big deal.
Don't tell me you used that rotty old knife.
Yeah, that's so reliable.
Joe, fine cooking is precise cooking, and that knife doesn't allow you to be precise. So, moving forward, you're gonna have to get a better knife.
Yeah, not interested.
Are you serious? It's just a knife.
I don't want to use another knife.
The grand reopening is just in a week, and there's no possible way you can use that. I mean, it's falling apart.
I heard you. And I said, no.
They engage in a staring contest like in Western movies, both getting ready to reach for the knife. Joe gets it first.
Joe, give me that knife.
Never.
Don't make me take it away from you.
Do you want to take it? You're going to have to pry from my cold dead hands.
This is literally insane.
It's okay, buddy. She's not going to take you away. Is she?
Fine. Have it your way.
Just trying to have some fun. We can have fun.
Later, in the cafe door kitchen.
He's like a dog with a bone. He won't let me touch the knife, and he certainly won't let me take the knife away. Sarah, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Except for the fact that Jacques never drops his act, not even for a second. And I just wanted an easy win today, but this caramel ganache refuses to come together.
Okay, well, maybe we improvise? What about some peanut butter and salt? Maybe? Try that.
That's not in the recipe. You never deviate from the recipe.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
No, don't say it.
So Joe's rubbing off on you.
Do not say that. I'm the one teaching him.
Seems like he's rubbing off on you.
Can you just help me with this knife thing?
Okay. Maybe talk to Joe's mom. She might have some insight.
Okay, but how would I do that? Oh no, don't say it, Sarah.
Meet the family.
Yeah. Okay, you might be right. Let's try it.
Emma tastes the ganache.
That is really good.
Emma and Joe are walking in a residential neighborhood.
So, in order for you to help me become a better chef...
I need a better idea of where you came from.
Which means Sunday dinner with my mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
Well, too bad, because we're here.
That's not my house.
Joe, the mailbox literally has your name on it.
It's weird.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, wait.
Uh-huh.
Before we go in there, I just want to warn you, my family's kind of a lot.
Okay.
Once the cops had to come and break up a family board game night.
That is a disturbing bit of trivia, but trust me, it's going to be fine.
Okay,
let's go.
I trust you.
Okay, good, okay. Good.
Yes.
They go in.
Hi, honey. And you must be Emma. Oh, my goodness, just look at you.
Hi, Miss Peretti.
Please, it's Lorraine. Come here, you little thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's up, loser?
Oh, I thought we were just having dinner with your mom.
Nope. Emma, this is my cousin Alex. Ignore everything he says.
She is way out of your league.
Okay. One, she's my coworker, and two, she's not out of my league.
Hey, I'm just saying, you wore the same pair of sweatpants for 2 months.
Okay. Wait, what?
Are we talking about the sweatpants again, Joey?
Nope.
Oh, there's
more.
I remember it like it was just yesterday. It was the summer of 04. And the sweatpants started as a distinctive shade of light gray.
We really don't need to hear the story.
He was walking down Main Street when they first ripped.
Mom, do you need help in the kitchen? Let's go.
Oh, okay? Hey, Joe. Joe?
Your dead meat.
Joe. Oh, okay.
Come on. I'll show you the backyard.
Okay.
The backyard has flowers, trees, a nice vegetable garden, chairs, and a pond with goldfish.
So, what's this?
She picks up a bocce ball.
You don't want to get involved, Emma. That's the great bocce ball rivalry. Two dummies, equally lacking in brains, duking it out every Sunday.
And yet one dummy reigns supreme. 21 games to none.
And you're trying to hit that white ball right there?
The Polino.
Ah.
There's a little more strategy to it. I mean, just...
Seems easy enough.
Looks like we got ourselves a game.
Okay. Let's go.
In the kitchen.
I haven't heard from you much. You've been busy this week.
Yeah, sorry. It's just I got a lot to learn, but Emma's been a really good teacher.
So it's going well? You're happy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going really well.
It's so good to see you smiling again.
Score's tied 2-2. Next point wins.
I don't care what he said. I think you're pretty good at this.
Don't listen to him, Emma. He's trying to get inside your head.
Seriously, it's been a good game.
He ducks a handshake.
Aw, you punk!
And that puts me in the lead!
Her ball knocks his and lands right next to the jack.
In your face, Alex! In your face! Ooh, I think your crown is on my head! Your crown is on my head! Your crown is on my head!
Emma!
Hi!
Hi!
Hello!
How are you?
I am great.
Great.
Yes.
My mom's wondering if you want to help her in the kitchen.
Oh, sure, yes. I will be right there.
She goes in. Joe stays outside.
Thank you so much.
Heard you lost again.
Let's go.
In the kitchen, Emma puts on an apron.
Honey, have you ever made pasta dough before?
Not in a really long time.
Do you mind finishing up the kneading for me?
Oh, yeah, I can figure that out. Hey, Lorraine. Can I ask you something about Joe?
Of course, sweetie.
He's got this really old, really beaten up knife that he refuses to get rid of.
Old, reliable.
Oh, you know it.
Of course I do. Joe got that knife when he was 16 from his dad. Now, he was happy to get it, excited. But it wasn't until his dad died a few years ago that he really got attached to it.
How did he, you know?
Poor man had a stroke. One day perfectly healthy and the next day in the hospital. Joe took it real hard when he passed. And he got obsessed with the idea of keeping the restaurant open and doing things the exact same way his father had done them. But Joe Sr., bless his heart, always had help running the place. But Joey's too proud for all of that. Until you.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know about any of that. His dad or...
I can see why Joey likes you. You're strong and sweet, like a good balsamic. Deep down, Joey's just a little boy. And I know if you gave him a new knife as a gift, it would mean the world to him. And he'd use it.
Oh!
You two are paying for the next window!
I am so sorry.
Oh, honey, don't you worry about it. Cooking is like love. It can be a little messy. You can make mistakes and you can figure it out along the way. Now, let's go make another batch.
Okay.
They are all gathered around a table in the backyard.
We always knew Joey here wanted to be a chef. When he was a kid, he used to skip school all the time.
Like playing hooky?
All the time. The vice principal would call me so often, we actually became really good friends.
And every time, without fail, Lorraine would find him hiding out in the back of the restaurant, watching his dad at work.
We were never mad at him, his father and me. We always knew Joey was destined for the kitchen. And when you know, you know.
Alex reaches for the tongs.
What about you, Emma? When did you know?
High school, I guess.
I called dibs, and you know it. No dibs at dinner. Standard rules. I got there first.
Boys, behave.
Sit down, both of you. Your mother's worked hard on this meal.
Sorry, Emma.
It's like she's one of the family. To Emma.
To Emma.
Okay.
Later in the evening, Emma stands on the back porch by herself. Joe comes out with root beers.
This is my favorite spot of the house.
I mean, it's so cute. Look at this pond.
Yeah, I actually used to try to fish in there, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow. Let me guess, you didn't catch a thing.
Not even a tadpole. I was pretty upset, so my dad got me this dinky little telescope. I was obsessed with space. And we set it up right out here.
But the views were incredible.
Oh, no, awful. Yeah, apparently all the suburban light pollution makes stargazing impossible.
That makes sense.
But even if we couldn't see anything, we'd still come up here most nights. Open up a root beer and enjoy the fresh night air together.
Emma gazes at him.
I miss that.
He looks at her. They stare into each other's eyes.
You okay?
Yeah. No, it's just been a really nice night. Just chatting and sitting with your family. It's just...
She takes a sip and squints.
Bubbles up my nose.
You okay? Yeah. You don't really talk about your family.
Yeah. It's maybe because I don't have anything good to say. My parents fought a lot. We wouldn't sit around the table together. No one even cooked, really. Just kind of ate whatever came out of the freezer.
That's why you were checking out cookbooks from the library when you're little.
Cooking was the first thing I ever felt in control over in my life. So yeah, it's probably why I'm such a messed up control freak. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
He looks at her with a smile.
Sorry, I just made this weird. No. I didn't want to dump that on you.
No need to apologize. I think you're one of the most impressive people I know. So what if your family's lousy? If you're ever hungry, if you're ever lonely, you can just come over here. No, I'm serious. There's always a chair for you at our table.
Thanks, Jim.
But you could be a little less controlling.
Oh. Drink your root beer, sir.
They drink and smile at each other. The next day, Vivian Campbell-Patrick is seating at a table at Café d'Or doing paperwork. Emma enters and waves at the bartenders.
Hey!
She approaches Vivian.
Mrs. Campbell-Patrick?
Oh, well, if it isn't Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, no, it's Emma, actually.
Yes, I suppose that reference was a bit too highbrow for you. So, Emma, to what way will the pleasure?
Well, I was just wondering...
Oh, I did not say to sit down.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. I was just wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Oh, you've already done that, dear.
Yes, and I'm very grateful. It's just that Joe's restaurant is reopening in less than a week, and I was wondering if I could bring him in for prep tomorrow just to give him some real kitchen experience.
Why would I ever do that?
You're a high roller. Aren't you curious to see what you're betting against?
Tomorrow, then.
Great. Awesome. Thank you, Mrs. Campbell-Patrick. I'm just going to say hello to everyone in the kitchen, and I'll be on my way. Thank you.
Emma leaves. She goes to Sarah in the kitchen.
Hey.
How did I find you here?
Oh, good. It's just you. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was good. Like, really good. I think we're finally starting to understand each other. Hi, Sarah. What's going on?
Oh, if Jacques's not gonna drop his fake accent, we gotta trip him up some other way.
Okay, cool. Whatever you're planning, Sarah, we really don't need to do it. We don't need to do it! Okay, see you tomorrow.
Hey.
Sarah brings a covered dish to Jacques.
Jacques, hi.
I wanted to apologize for grilling you the other day. Really not cool of me, I know.
It is not a problem.
I know you must be missing Paris so much, so I had the boys whip you up a little something. They're frog legs. I heard the French eat 80 million pairs of these bad boys a year, which is disgusting, but that's France for you, am I right?
Jacques looks disgusted.
Jacques, whatever could be the problem?
He sees her phone hidden under her blouse.
Are you recording me again?
No, never. That's for quality assurance purposes.
Écoute, ma chérie. In less than a week, I will be the new boss of this kitchen. And if I have to, I will make serious changes to the relevant teams, including pastries.
Well, you're never getting that job. Emma made a bet with Vivian, and if she can turn around Joe's restaurant, then she becomes top dog around here. And then it's bon voyage for you. Qu'est-ce-toi?
Well, then I better show you how ruthless a New Yorker can be.
He leaves. Later, at Joe's, Emma is making Joe taste food, sauces, and spices blindfolded.
Here we go.
Hungarian paprika.
Good. And this one.
Chocolate with tonka bean.
Perfect. And finally,
oh man, that's spicy. Rosa Risa, that's Rosa Risa.
All right, I think you're ready.
Ready for what?
I've arranged for you to work at the Café d'Art tomorrow. It's the best way to polish your skills. You're up for it?
Are you kidding me? I was... It's stuck in the back of my throat.
Water, water, more water. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
The next day, Manny arranges a display in his store. Joe enters.
Joe Peretti, cleaning up. What's the occasion, my friend?
Emma arranged me to work at Cafe Door. So I'm gonna rock up there and dazzle her with my cooking skills.
And good looks? I knew it. You are trying to impress her.
What? No. I just want to look good for once. So weird about that.
You once wore the same pair of sweatpants for 3 months.
Why do people keep bringing up the sweatpants? Oh, don't give me that look. What about you and your vegetable girl? Have you asked her out yet?
First of all, her name's Celine, and we share an intellectual bond.
You haven't asked her, have you?
It's not that easy, man. I want to. I really do. And I have this picture-perfect image in my head of how I do it, where I'm all smooth and witty, like a young Clark Gable. But then I open my eyes and I'm just none of that. I'm just Manny.
Look, Manny, I don't know, Celine, but from where I'm standing, you're more than enough. You gotta believe that.
Joe grabs a candy bar, opens it, and takes a bite.
You still have to pay for that.
You want a bite?
Manny takes it and has a bite. Later, Emma and Joe stand outside the Café d'Or kitchen.
Okay, you have everything.
Yes.
Oh, no. What about the spare socks? Because anything can happen.
Spills happen. I know.
Good. Oh, and I like the hair. Huh? I'm serious about the job. and one more thing.
She gives him a box.
Oh, cool. Was it like a tie or something?
He opens the box, and inside it is a brand new chef's knife. He smiles and reads the name she gave it.
More reliable.
It's just a stupid joke, and I know your other knife is really important to you, so I had a nice mount made back at the restaurant, just to make it like a keepsake.
Emma, I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
He hugs her.
Come on, done up.
How are people cooking this many layers?
Just relax and stop playing with your uniforms.
I am relaxed. It's just prep.
Yes, just prep.
In the kitchen, everyone is busy and running around. Joe cuts an onion with his new knife, in big chunks at first, and then thinner. Sarah is baking. Emma arrives.
Hi.
Can't talk. Full of rage.
Hi, what's happening?
Jacques. He threatened me after that frog stunt.
He said he'll fire me if I continue to mess with him once he becomes executive chef.
If he's executive chef.
See? He's already got it inside my head.
Sarah, stop. Stop. Just stop.
I'm sorry, Emma. I really wanted to help you.
Hey, you're my best friend. You've always been there for me. It's okay, really. Besides, I think I can actually win this bet. Joe is a crazy talented chef.
You sure? Because it kind of looks like he's in a sports drink commercial.
On the other side of the kitchen, a sweaty Joe juggles multiple saucepans and looks as if he's struggling.
Hey. How's it going?
I can't do this. I'm getting killed here.
Okay. Deep breath. Right. Now, how's it going?
I don't know. I feel like I don't belong here.
What do you mean you don't belong here? No. Look, eyes on me. Uh-huh. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You are Joe, middle name Peretti.
It's actually Paul.
Joe Paul Peretti. Yeah. You grew up in a kitchen learning how to cook from your dad, one of the best cooks you've ever known.
Uh-huh.
So don't tell me you're scared or you can't do it, because you can. I know you can. Uh-huh. You can do this sauce, boss. You can do that. And take off this stupid jacket.
I thought it was part of the uniform.
Yeah, but you're Joe Peretti. Your uniform is a t-shirt. Take it off. Get it off. Let's go.
Okay.
Good. Yes, there we go.
Let's show him.
Let's go.
I can do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there it is. That's it. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Later, Vivian is chatting with a woman.
It should be very interesting. Oh, Emma, dear, come over here. Emma, this is Ginny New, the food critic, who will be reviewing your efforts this weekend.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
In the kitchen, Joe is still cooking. Jacques arrives.
We have not been properly introduced.
Sorry, I'm just temping for the day. I'm Joe, Emma's friend. The sauce boss?
Joe holds out his hand. Jacques stares at him.
Okay, not into handshakes. Cool.
Joe, do you know what this is?
Bechamel sauce.
It is separated.
I don't know about that. Tastes pretty good to me, pal.
In a real kitchen, there are rules. Are you, say, a hierarchy? When a sous chef, moi, tells a commis chef, vous, that a dish is separated, there should be only two words that come out of your mouth. Yes, chef, d'accord?
Yes, chef.
Bon, now, make it again. There are chefs, and then there are chefs. He is neither, eh? But what do you expect when he learns from the worst chef here?
Okay, that's it.
Now I've just heard from Vivian that you've entered into quite the little wager.
Well, desperate times.
Of course, but while you're no doubt highly skilled, can anyone turn a one-star grease pit into a fine dining experience?
Maybe not alone, but I'm lucky that the restaurant's talented owner, Joe Peretti, is working with me.
Oh, please, I've read the reviews. He sounds like a boorish man.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. People can surprise you. I'll just be one second.
She runs off to the kitchen.
Fight! You're toast, buddy.
Thank you, Baron.
I know, it's a pun.
What's wrong with you two?
Emma, I know this looks bad, but I just want to say, he started it.
He threw the celery at me.
Don't care. Give me those. This is a kitchen, not a boxing ring. Everyone get back to work.
Your great teacher is no friend of yours, hmm? She's only trying to win a bet.
We need a word. There, now.
They go outside.
What were you even thinking? You're here as a guest, as my guest. Do you know how this makes me look?
He was insulting you. What was I supposed to do, just ignore him?
Yes, just ignore him. Why do I even have to explain that to you? Your restaurant reopens in 3 days. Are you trying to sabotage us?
Sabotage us? Why don't you tell me what you got on the line? Is it your family business on the line?
Joe, I didn't mean it like that.
Or do you have some kind of pet?
Okay, you're upset, and I owe you an explanation. I made a bet with my boss that if I could turn around the worst restaurant in the city, I would get promoted to executive chef.
So all that stuff you said about believing in me, about wanting to save the restaurant, was any of that even true?
Yes, of course. You have to believe me, Joe. I meant every word I said.
Except for when you lied. You know, my dad died. That I'd spend the rest of my life alone in that restaurant. That I'd be doomed to wake up and go to work every day and just watch the last thing I have of my old man just slip away. And then you came along. And you weren't just a lifeline. You were so bright. So stupidly bright that all the darkness just went away. And I began to think that I could actually do this. That I could actually be something. If I had you there with me.
Joe.
I wish I never met you, Emma.
He leaves. She looks shocked.
Please don't go.
Later, at Manny's store.
Did something happen between you and Emma?
She was using me, Manny. She had this whole bet with her boss that she could turn around the worst restaurant in the city.
Your restaurant is the worst restaurant in the city.
That's not the point. She lied to me just to get a promotion at work.
Joe, come here for a second. Just a little bit more. Just a tiny bit more.
No, I don't like this.
Snap out of it, man!
What was that for?
For being an idiot. So what if Emma gets something out of all of this? Like, even Gordon Ramsay gets paid for kitchen nightmares. She made you a better person and a better chef. And she clearly cares about you more than just a friend. So don't be stupid. Go and get her back.
Get her back. Get her back.
Joe, you're doing the crazy eyes.
That's your problem, Manny. You think life is a movie. But you're not Cary Grant. You're not Clark Gable. You're just some dude who's too scared to ask out the girl he likes because he's scared to find out love isn't picture perfect. So don't stand there and give me relationship advice because you don't get it, and you never did.
You don't mean that.
It's time to grow up, man. I'm gonna sell the restaurant to that real estate developer. If I wanna provide for him alone, that's what I gotta do. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Yeah? Well, I believe in you, Joe. And I'm going to be at opening day tomorrow, whether you want me to or not.
Joe leaves with an apple.
You still have to pay for that.
Later in the evening, Emma sits on her couch, looking sad. She picks up her phone.
You pass on by.
No, Joe. My way. Please, can we talk about this? It's just.
Is there nothing left?
Please don't push me away.
To mend our hearts. And no.
She curls up and cries.
To keep me here, to keep me loving you.
The next day, Emma enters Cafe Dior and goes to talk to Vivian.
Well, this is a surprise. Wasn't that burger stand having its grand reopening today?
I don't know. Joe won't talk to me.
Well, that means I've won our little bet. By the end of the day, you'll be demoted to commis chef, and Joe will have the honor of getting the lowest score that Ginny's ever given. Oh, come now, dear. There's no fun in gloating if you're not going to fight back.
Why would I fight back? I hurt him. I deserve this. I'm going to put myself on the brunt shift, if that's okay.
By all means, go ahead.
Mademoiselle Kane, what is this?
It's steak au poivre.
No, I know what it is, but why did you not follow the recipe?
Well, we ran out of brandy, so I had to think on my feet.
No! There are no mistakes in this kitchen. You either follow the recipe or you start over. Now, throw this away and make it again.
Emma nods and puts her head down. Jacques leaves. Emma stands over the trash can, holding the plate. Sarah arrives.
Hey, what's going on? Why are you just standing there like that?
I think I'm having a breakdown.
Honey, put the dish down.
No, I should throw it out.
Put it down. Now tell me, what's really wrong?
It's Joe. He found out about the bet. He won't talk to me. He messed up. Really messed up.
So what if you messed up? Emma, you don't always have to make everything perfect. Life isn't perfect. People aren't perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. That's normal.
Wait. Love can be like cooking.
Sure, I guess.
Yes, yes, Sarah. Love can be like cooking. It can be messy. And you can make mistakes and figure it out along the way. Right. Take my service.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna fix this.
She takes off her apron happily.
Emma, where is the new order?
Make it yourself, Jacques.
Can't walk out in the middle of a shift.
You're right. I quit. Bon courage.
Dieu.
She walks out and passes Vivian.
We should consider for the new menu.
Emma, dear, where are you off to?
Oh, I'm going to get Joe that 5-star review.
Oh, you're still aiming for that promotion, I see.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's not for me. And the bet's off.
Oh!
I almost forgot. I quit.
Well done, Emma.
In the kitchen.
Did you just get told off in front of the whole kitchen? Comment dit-on en français? So embarrassing.
You better watch yourself, Sarah. Because with Emma gone, I'm your new boss. And I'm going to make your life a living...
Jacques!
I was about to congratulate you on the job, seeing as Emma just quit. I now see I need to replace 2 chefs in this kitchen.
Mademoiselle, s'il vous plaît.
Please. This is a restaurant, not some off-Broadway theater. Take your fake French accent and leave.
She leaves. Jacques looks shocked.
Je ne crois pas.
Sarah walks out with a smirk. Later, Emma rushes to Joe's. The door is locked.
Joe, come on, open up. Since when do you go anywhere?
She looks for the key in the dead plant.
Okay, where are you? Where are you? Deal with this later?
She gets the key and unlocks the door.
Okay.
She walks in and rushes to the kitchen. She sees some papers on the bar and stops to look at them. One reads, Purchase and Sale Agreement.
If you won't save this restaurant, I will.
She takes them and goes to the kitchen.
Sure. Fennel. Zucchini. Great. Knife.
She sees the old butcher knife on display.
Let's do this, Goose.
She grabs it and starts cutting.
Oh, God.
Joe arrives in front of his restaurant and sees the dead plant out of its pot. He takes it and goes in.
Hey.
He walks behind the bar. Emma sees him.
Hello.
Figured it was you broke in.
I'll repot it, I promise.
Don't bother, they're dead.
He looks through his papers. Emma comes out of the kitchen with the papers she took.
Looking for these?
Give me those.
No.
Emma, I need those papers.
No, I won't let you sell this restaurant. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry that I lied to you. I'm sorry that I disappointed you. I hurt you. But I'm not perfect. I'm just a person and I make mistakes. And I want to be better. I want to change. And you need to believe me. Because I'm not giving up. Not on this restaurant. And not on us.
I don't know if people can change that easily.
You're wrong.
She takes his jar of pickles.
And I'm gonna prove it.
Pickle.
2 weeks ago, I would have died before eating this.
Emma, don't do this. Your stomach has to build up a very specific immunity to eat a pickle that old. We don't want anyone to get hurt. So why don't you just put the pickle down nice and slow, okay?
I'm not afraid of taking risks. I'm not the person I used to be.
No, no, no!
She makes a weird face, then chokes on it.
Emma!
He looks at the Heimlich maneuver poster and tries it on Emma. She swallows it and laughs.
Do you believe me now?
I was the most pig-headed, stubborn person in the world before I met you. But you made me a better chef and a better person. And if I can change, anyone can. So yeah, I believe you.
They lean in to kiss, but get interrupted by Manny and Joe's family.
Hey, here comes the cavalry.
Manny, what are you doing here?
I told you I'd be here for the big day, and I meant it.
Even after I said all that stupid stuff?
When did you being an idiot ever get in the way of us being friends?
You're lucky you have such a good friend, Joey. He sent a message out to the family group chat, and we all decided to come over and help.
It's ride or die, cuz.
Guys, I'm touched, really, but we don't even have a menu.
Hey, we'll improvise. We'll run the restaurant exactly like your dad did. No fixed menu. People come in, we tell them what they're eating.
You two focus on the kitchen. Just do what you do best. We'll handle the rest.
So what do you say, Joe?
She takes his hand.
We doing this?
We're doing this!
Yay! Okay, we've got 2 hours. We gotta move. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
They all run to the kitchen. Uncle Paul gets the bar ready. Emma and Joe cook together. Manny sets up the tables. Joe cuts with his new knife. Lorraine throws away the dead plant and replaces it with fresh flower bouquets. Alex hangs an open closed sign on the door. Customers start to arrive. He flips it to closed and races to the kitchen.
Customers. Like, a lot of customers.
Oh. Okay, we need a waiter.
Hey, man, no one came dressed for that kind of job.
I have an extra blouse in my bag, but it's a woman's small.
I don't like where this is going.
Alex? You be my waiter.
Joe gets down on one knee.
Get up, man.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
He said yes!
Hey!
Also, Manny on front of the house and Mom and Paul on bar.
Okay.
You got it, Chef.
Chef, I like that.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Lorraine and Paul prepare drinks for Alex to serve. Manny is greeting customers at the door.
Sorry, guys, we've got way too many reservations.
Hey, Joe said there's regulars. We can just put them in the booth and call it VIP seating.
Never mind. If you follow my friend right here, he'll get you seated.
Wow, look who it is. The Green Grocer strikes again.
The Green Grocer? I kind of like it. It's like the lamest member of the Avengers. But what are you doing here? And how did lasagna go?
You can ask my very discerning aunt yourself. Just be prepared for not the nicest of answers.
Hello, I'm the food critic. Do we have a table?
Yes, yes you do. Right this way. I don't know if now is the appropriate time to ask, but do you think I could grab your number? If you have one?
My number. I thought you'd never ask.
She grabs his clipboard and writes her number.
Now, we better chase after my aunt. She'll dock your score if she has to stand longer than 40 seconds.
She goes in. Manny smiles.
No menu. Please tell me, how exactly does that work?
The idea is simple. You tell us a bit about what you're craving, along with any dietary requirements, and we tell you what you're eating.
I'll grant you that it's a novel idea, but perhaps a bit too high concept for a place like this.
I think it's cool, Auntie. It's like cooking for your family. They tell you what they feel like and you try to match it.
Well, let's just hope it's not like your cooking, dear.
So any dietary restrictions?
No dietary restrictions for either of us. Thank you.
I will eat whatever Joe Pretty designs to serve me.
Okay, that's easy.
Can I have a mimosa? Bottomless, please.
Alex takes their plates. In the kitchen, Emma and Joe finish preparing neatly presented plates of ratatouille.
What is it?
Don't let the innocent look fool you. She's terrifying.
Who, the food critic?
Yes, the food critic. She said she'll eat whatever you two serve her, just don't mess it up.
Order up, then.
Got this.
They serve neatly presented dishes to the food critic and Celine.
Hello again, Emma. And this, I presume, is the talented Joe Peretti. Emma has spoken quite highly of you, young man.
I hope I don't disappoint.
Go on now. Tell me what we're eating.
We're starting with lobster dumplings, drizzled with a miso and coriander sauce.
Not exactly a standard flavor combination, and certainly a far cry from the cafe d'or.
Sometimes it's good to take risks in the kitchen.
On that count, we seem to agree. Now, moving on to the main course.
You have pan-fried trout, topped with a marrow velouté and yuzu gel, alongside a Hasselback potato.
That is a very sophisticated dish.
I learned from the best.
I would hope so.
Manny, Alex, Lorraine, and Paul all stare anxiously at the food critic.
Normally, I don't eat with an audience, but I'll admit, this isn't a normal review.
She tastes both dishes.
So, how many stars?
Oh!
Well, you'll have to buy the Sunday newspaper to find out.
Auntie! Sorry, she's just joking. She wouldn't be so rude, especially considering I'm friends with the staff. Would you?
It seems I have to pick between my professional integrity and my niece. And of course, I pick Celine. As for how I rate Joe's, I award it 5 stars.
Thank you. So, maybe you're not the worst chef in town.
I couldn't do this without you. Really, I think we make a good team. You know, maybe you should stick around. Really do this together as partners. 50-50. You and me. What do you say?
She kisses him. Lost in the desert, trying to make my way through. They all clap and celebrate. Credits: Emma, Eva Tavares, Joe, Sebastian Stewart, Sarah, Claudia Chin, Jacques, Harrison Coe, Manny, Justin Lacey, Alex, Quentin James, Vivian, Lynn White, Paul, James McDonald, Lorraine, Kimberly and Rindress, Celine, Kelly O, Ginny, Julia Wong. Video description: Defuse.
We'll be right back.